Hello, today the church celebrates the memorial of Saints Andrew Kim Taegon, priest, and Paul Chong Hasang, and companions, martyrs. And our gospel passage comes to us from St. Luke chapter 8, verses 19 to 21. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In response to the people telling him that family members were looking for him, Jesus said that his real family are those who hear the word of God and act on it. It's clear from his response that Jesus wants to relate to us as his family. He calls us his brothers and sisters and wants us to belong to his spiritual family. For us to become his family is simple in theory. We need to hear the word of God and we need to put it into practice in our daily lives. Throughout his life in ministry, Jesus' focus was on the word of God and on the will of God. He heard that word so fully that it shaped everything he said and did. John's gospel even calls Jesus the word made flesh. As Christians, we're called to hear God's word and to act on it in everything that we say and do. Like the seed that fell on rich soil, we must take the word to our deepest selves and yield an abundant harvest, as St. Matthew tells us. If we listen to God's word and let it shape us and our lives, then we are indeed brothers and sisters to our Lord Jesus Christ.